Thank you. So we're talking about the Nativity, and you did a terrific job of singing about Christ's birth today. So the Nativity is another word for saying Christ's birth. They're fixing it for me. So now, for years, thousands of years, we've celebrated Christ's birth on December 25th. And so around the world, Christians are saying, this is the day we've set aside to celebrate Christ's birth. Now, whether or not it really is his birth on that particular day is a discussion for another day. But now, Mary, this is who we're representing as Mary. During Mary's childhood, the expectation of the Messiah was huge. Everybody was wondering, I wonder when he'll arrive. Now, people kind of just expected him just to kind of show up, just kind of be there. And then others thought he had to grow up. Well, I imagine that when Mary was just a child, her daddy would tell her stories about the Messiah and maybe even read from the Holy Scriptures about the Messiah coming. I can imagine just about every little girl wanted to be the mother of the Messiah, and every little boy was hoping he was it. You know, kind of action figures, you know, way back then in the first century. Well, now, Mary had a cousin named Elizabeth, and Elizabeth was a PK, a preacher's kid. Back then, they were called priest's kids. She was a descendant of Aaron. Aaron was the high priest. Now, possibly because they were cousins, that made Mary a PK too. But Mary didn't live in the city of the priests in the hill country of Judea. It was a glorious place. It was a wonderful place. The hill country of Judea where the priests lived. Mary lived in a more notorious place, something like the Wild West. It was way up away from Jerusalem, out in the country, you know, kind of where the boonies people live. In fact, it had kind of a reputation. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Well, that's where Mary grew up, in a place called Nazareth, because close by there, there was a lot of construction happening and people had good work. Well, in Mary's day, little girls, when they came to puberty, somewhere around 13 to 16, got engaged. And then the engagement lasted for a whole year, about. And after that year, they were married. Well, when the story finds, when we first see Mary in the Bible, she's already engaged. So she's somewhere around 13 to 16 or so. And she's married to a charming fellow by the name of Joseph. And so she was spending this last year getting ready to be the mom and the wife. Well, now her fiancé, Joseph, well, he was of kingly descent. Except by now there's very few bonuses about his heritage. He was just a carpenter, a common carpenter. He had to work hard and had dirty fingers and didn't live in palaces, but he was a good man. Well, on perhaps somewhat of a otherwise ordinary day, Mary was surprised by an unusual visitor. In fact, the Bible says it this way: in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent to the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. The angel says, "Greetings, O favored one! The Lord is with you." Well, that kind of troubled Mary, because she thought to herself, well, what does this all mean? And the angel says, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." and you will be with child and give birth to a son. And this is the key. And you are to give him the name Jesus. Whoa. So there they were, Mary and an angel. And the angel said, you're going to have a baby. And you're going to call him Jesus. And she says, okay, I guess so. Now, interestingly enough, the angel was speaking as a messenger from God. And did you know that he was actually quoting the Old Testament prophet Isaiah? So Isaiah said, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and call him Emmanuel. Now, as the angel speaks out, he says, you, Mary, you're the virgin, and you will have a child, and give him the name Jesus. Now, actually, Jesus is the personal name of God. It means Yahweh is salvation. And Emmanuel means God is with us. Oh, so Emmanuel is the L part in the end means God, and the other part means with us. The L part of God is the genetic name for God, and Jesus or Yahweh is the personal name of God. Wow. Now, the angel then also came to Joseph, because Joseph was kind of concerned when he heard that his fiance was expecting a child. And he knew he had not a lot to do with that. And so he was considering divorcing her privately. But the angel said to him, she, who, Mary, will give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. Yahweh is salvation. Why would they call him Jesus? Because he will save his people from their sins. Now, just think about that. You and I, the angel says, have sinned, and we need a Savior. Well, now, then Matthew records this as the angel was speaking to Joseph, and he says, all this took place as what the Lord said to the prophet, a virgin will be with child and give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now, names are really important to God. In fact, he picks names for what they mean. Now, some people, maybe your parents, I'm not sure, some people just call their kids by names that sound good. I mean, who wants to be a really long name? And people say, could you spell that for me? Oh, yeah, it's Ahasuerus. No one wants a name like that. In fact, I always wanted twins. Now, my son's got twins, but I always wanted twins so I could call them Larry and Gary. I mean, wouldn't that be great? And if I had maybe triplets, I could call them Barry, Jerry, Perry, Terry, or Harry. You know, that'd be nice. Now, it's fortunate for Lily and Ethan that they weren't my kids, or they could have been called Carrie and Mary. Well, God is big on names too, but not just because they rhyme. He's big on names because of their destiny. Their name speaks of their destiny and their character. And the name Jesus is the name of God himself, Yahweh. So God gave his son Jesus his own name, and then gave him his destiny. You are going to bring salvation. Yahweh is salvation. Well, that's a pretty good name. Now, did you know that the angels also spoke to the shepherds? And they told them something very similar. They said, then the angel says, do not be afraid. I mean, because the shepherds were kind of quivering because they hadn't seen many angels before. In fact, probably none. And so they said, don't be afraid. We're here to bring you great news, good tidings of joy for all the people, because there is born to you this day in the city of David, which was Bethlehem, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Now, the word the Lord actually means Yahweh, God. So Christ means the anointed one of God. The Savior is the anointed one of God. And this will be a sign to you. You'll find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Did you know that God became man? So Jesus, the Son of God, became a man and grew up just like you and me. I mean, his mom had to put him to bed. Say, okay, it's time for bed now. He had chores to do. He probably had schoolwork to do. And the Bible says that he was tempted in every way, just like you and me, and yet he didn't sin. Wow. So why was Christ's arrival on earth so vitally important to all of us? Because sin separates us from God. In fact, the Bible says, but your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you. Can you imagine if your parents kind of hid from you because you did something bad? Oh, I can't even see that kid. Oh, it's too bad. I can't even look. Well, that's what the Bible says God feels when we sin. And the Bible says that all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that the wages of our sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. So Jesus came to rescue us from our sin. Now this is it. The most important thing. The most important gift given to you and me and mankind is God's gift of salvation. Jesus. Yahweh is salvation. But we must receive it. Can you imagine on Christmas, after all of the gifts are unwrapped, and there's one left under the tree that no one unwraps? It's just sitting there calling your name? Well, that's what salvation is. It's the gift that God gives to us, but we have to receive it. We have to say, God, thank you that you have given us the gift of salvation through your Son Jesus, and I want to receive him today. Well, let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus, to forgive us of our sins. And today, we want to receive that gift that you've given us. In fact, we can pray a prayer together to invite Jesus to come into our life and forgive us of our sins. So, dear Jesus, thank you for coming and providing salvation for our sins. I accept that gift that you've given and invite you into my heart. Forgive me of all my sin and help me to live now for you. In Jesus' name, amen.